Park City School District Legal Counsel Joan Andrews spent a large portion of Tuesday's school board meeting talking about the details of what's required by the board when they close a meeting to the public. The school board hired the executive search firm HYA and Associates to recruit and screen superintendent candidates to replace Amber Conley, who is leaving in June. The search firm told the board they will keep candidates' names confidential during the preliminary recruitment process. Attorney Joan Andrews says the board should exercise caution when closing candidate interviews.
I do have to caution you that I had a very unfortunate experience with this exact issue for a different district that said, listen, the people who apply, that cannot be a confidential matter under Grandma. So I think what I we'll talk about this in more detail, but yes, one of the reasons for closing a meeting is to discuss the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual. So character, professional competence, generally interviews could fall under that exception.
But Andrews says the law presumes in favor of open candidate meetings.
I went to the records committee, the state records committee. I believe that under Grandma, the names of applicants for those positions can be properly considered confidential. The records committee disagreed with me. I think that a certain degree of caution is there because the records committee has at least on one occasion found to the contrary. I think you have to tell applicants that you cannot guarantee confidentiality.
Andrews says the entire superintendent application, except phone number and address, was determined to be public record.
You know, basically their packet was found to be a public record. And the records committee found that the public interest in disclosure outweighed the privacy interest of the candidate.
School board president Andrew Kaplan says the legal debate has gray areas.
Obviously, there's a lot of folks out there who we may be recruiting for this role whose privacy is important to them because they may be in a current position where they don't want their community to find out. And so I think that if they were to send an application to a recruiter or talk to a recruiter, I don't think that becomes a public document. I think when they become interviewed officially, then that starts to get to the point where, you know, we've seen their resumes, we have them electronically, things like that. And so we're going to continue to work with our legal counsel to make sure that the privacy of our candidates is protected to the extent we can.
Kaplan says the recruiter has identified a huge number of qualified superintendent candidates.
As a board, we're very happy with the process. Next steps, we'll have we're going to send out an invitation for people to apply to be involved in the interview process from a community and a staff perspective. The first round of interviews is likely to be, I believe, April 16th to 18th, so in a little more than a month's time. And then final round will be approximately a month after that, May 12th, at which point we'll make a hire.
Park City High School principal interviews are taking place on Friday, March 9th. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.